Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys. In college football, Saturdays are just different. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on this 14th of September. Do you remember the 14th morning of September on ESPN 106.3? And we are live worldwide on the ESPN app and also all smart speakers. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. The big games in college football, we got you. The best bets in NFL Sunday, we got you. The update on Tua Tagovailoa, we'll touch on that. And the Deshaun Watson situation, we got a bombshell that just about changes everything. Plus, we'll go live to Las Vegas. Vegas Insider senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us with the big line movement in betting football and which sides have way too much action, which is a major red flag if you are betting these games. Don't forget, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, I'm going to be at the Dunkin' Donuts, the old Dunkin', the shops at Ibis on Northlake Boulevard. It'll be Tyreek Hill. That's right. The Tyreek Hill. Hall of Famer Zach Thomas and myself, along with the ESPN West Palm Street team. That's happening today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dunkin', the Dunkin' Donuts location in the shops at Ibis on Northlake Boulevard. And with that, we say happy football weekend to you, Damian Perez. Que pasa?
Yes, sir. Good morning, man. It's become such a good time to spend these Saturday mornings.
I'm so glad you said that, because when the lawsuit happens, we're going to need you saying what you just said there about what a good time it's happened.
No, it's a great time. I'm telling you, like, it gets my weekend started off perfectly.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. All right. Well, let's get at this, because Thursday night we saw absolutely the worst case scenario for the Miami Dolphins. We saw worst case scenario for Tua Tagovailoa. We saw it once again. Immediately, we knew. Tua Tagovailoa had sustained traumatic brain injury, had been concussed on a play. The irony of the moment, Tua rushing on a 4th-and-7, down so deep, there was a gotta go for it, and did, and sacrificed all. But the moment, the optics, Damian, of Tua Tagovailoa putting his head down, which you never want to do, and seeing his head and his neck bend as it did into the chest of DeMar Hamlin. It was a hold your breath moment in which instantly we saw Tua, fencer's position, arms extended, hands, and then fingers. And you knew that may very well have been the last play that we will ever see from Tua Tagovailoa on a football field. It's heartbreaking.
It was horrible. And it's a horrible sight because we've seen it before. We've seen it multiple times actually with Tua. And the irony of it all is that we've seen it on a Thursday night as well against the Bengals 2 years ago. So it's just a sight that you never want to see. And on the play that you mentioned, Tua gave it his all. You know, we needed those 4 yards. We were down. The Dolphins were down in the game. It was a crucial third down.
It was a third and four. Right.
Correct.
Right,
third and four. We needed it. And he put his body on the line. But to what cost? Because now we may have lost him, not just for the season, but like you said, This may be his career.
Yeah. On Friday afternoon, Mike McDaniel said, if you care about him, if you love him as a human being, you will not speculate on whether he should or shouldn't play again, and you won't talk about whether he should or should retire. Mike McDaniel's asking that. That, of course, will not be adhered to. People all have their own ideas of what others should and shouldn't do with their lives and or careers. I have sustained multiple concussions. I am living with the repercussions of multiple concussions. I have had significant and extensive neurological testing, and the report findings took a month to compile, and what they indicated was I have cognitive decline and loss as a result. And what they indicate is I suffer in two areas in particular: visual reasoning, which is the ability to place things and that's why I need things printed a little bigger or sorted a certain way. And then also in some aspects of verbal fluency. Sometimes I'll stutter a little bit. Sometimes I'll slur a word a little bit. some of this, people would say, well, that just comes with aging. And I get that. But mine, unfortunately, it appears is degenerative, meaning it won't get better, and it is only going to get worse, and it has everything to do with the repeated head trauma and concussions I sustained from the game of lacrosse, in which the helmets only serve to hold a face mask in place, from the car wrecks in which my vehicles three times were completely totaled, from the fighting that I engaged in, from the street crime, two incidents of street crime in which I got a pretty decent beat down in one instance from four dudes, and then in one instance I was sitting behind the wheel in a tiny sports coupe and couldn't move and couldn't get out while the dude was attempting to jack me, and I got a pretty good there as well. Tua Tagovailoa's fencing position is something that I don't believe I've ever sustained. His ataxia that we saw, and that is the wobbly, remember against Buffalo when he was wobbly and then he went down, they claimed his back locked up, and we knew that was a complete lie.
He was cleared after that as well.
When your back goes out, and a lot of us have had that too, you tighten up, you stiffen up, you're stiff. You don't get wobbly and loose and fall down. That is ataxia, and that is from brain injury. And that's exactly what we saw with Tua against the Buffalo Bills. The question that Mike McDaniel does not want us to ask is whether or not he should play again. But we have to, because we're fans, but we're also humans. And we're also aware, and I think people are starting to learn the reality of the irreversibility of concussion-related damage. And for some people, something that looks really bad doesn't do that much damage. And sometimes something looks very innocent and very small actually does. But science shows that if you have suffered a concussion, you're more likely to suffer it again. Imagine gluing together a household item, right? Once it's been broken and now you glued it together in three places, if you drop it, it's more apt to break again. And then if you re-glue it again, it's more apt again, because you're each time you're taking away from, right? Take a listen to Josh Allen. This was Josh Allen post-game on the set. The Buffalo Bills blow out our Miami Dolphins 31-10. You heard it here on ESPN 106.3, home of Miami Dolphins football. And Josh Allen said this about Tua and the incident.
If you know Tua outside of football like you do, like I do, you can't help but feel for him. He is a great football player, but he's an even greater human being. He's one of the best humans on the planet. You know, I got a lot of love for him, and I'm just praying for him and his family and hoping everything's okay. But yeah, it's tough, man. This game of football that we play, it's got its highs and it's got its lows, and that's definitely one of the lows.
We're going to get to our college football slate and then our NFL plays in just a moment. But first, I got to ask the question, because there's a difference between will and should. Will is predictive, where you have to work based on what it is that you know. And then should just is your belief that comes from within your soul. Will Tua Tagovailoa play NFL football or any contact-related football ever again? Damian, yes or no?
Will? I think he will.
You think that he will play again?
I don't think he should.
No, I didn't ask you that yet. Didn't I just say there's a difference between the two?
You're right. I think he will.
I said it twice.
Because he's in his mid-20s.
I have a question for you. Chris Tucker calling in to Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Chris, go ahead. Chris Tucker, we loved you in Rush Hour. What's your question?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's what I'm supposed to ask you. Yeah. That will and should are different. Stick to the topic. Yes, Damon, you were saying.
Will he? Yes, he will. Unfortunately, he will. I think he's in his 20s. He's going to feel the pressure of that contract. The roster is built to win. The Miami Dolphins have a good roster. He has weapons.
You think he'll make a decision based on pressure?
No, I just think that'll be a factor that plays into it. But okay. I don't think his final decision will be a pressure decision. But that's just one of the factors.
Right. I'm going to disagree with you. I think that we have seen the last play of Tua Tagovailoa, and it brings me no pleasure to say that. I think we've seen his last play in the NFL. I hope I'm wrong. God, I hope I'm wrong. I'm wrong a lot. I hope this time I'm wrong. I hope he's able. Hope that what this indicates, See, now I can't really say that either. I don't think he's going to play again. And now let's answer the should question. Because there's four ways this can answer. People can say, no, he won't play again, but yes, he should. They'll say, yes, he should play again, but he won't. And then obviously, yes and yes, no, no. So I ask you, should Tua Tagovailoa play in the NFL or any contact football ever again? Yes or no?
No.
No, he shouldn't.
I think he shouldn't. And
you believe he will, but that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
I believe that he won't, and I believe that he shouldn't either. You and I agree. He shouldn't play.
Yeah, I mean, as fans, we can't be selfish because we would love to have Tua there. Yeah. The quarterback that we drafted, that we paid as a Miami Dolphins fan, I would love to see him out there, but we just can't be selfish. He should hang him up.
This is different from a knee surgery. This is different from a shoulder. This is different from an Achilles. Because if you tear your Achilles and then you try again, you re-tear it again, you can live a life in which you know who you are and where you are. The problems that come with multiple concussions for many are listed in chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That is the degenerative brain disease in which a protein, TAU, tau, has a concentration within the brain. What happens is lots of things, including Parkinson's disease, including dementia, including risky behaviors, anxiety, depression, suicidal urges and thoughts, impulsive behaviors. I mentioned there's memory issues, there's cognitive. CTE can only be completely confirmed of diagnosis in post-mortem inspection. You know what that means, right? Post-mortem inspection.
After death.
That means autopsy. That's exactly right. Post means after mortem death. That's exactly right. Can you believe I was on a FaceTime call with my neurologist in which he was reading to me the results of the report that took a month to file, and he was going over with me on the FaceTime, and he says, there's bad news here, but you're aware of it. Your suspicions, what you believed, appear to be confirmed. And then as he spoke of the possibility of me with a low grade or early stage chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, he said, we cannot rule out that possibility for you, unfortunately, as the only way it can be definitively confirmed is in post-mortem inspection. And I said, jokingly, to try and loosen the mood, I said, great, when can we schedule that? He did not laugh.
You'd want to take your time with that one.
He did not laugh. And I said, Doc, I'm joking. And he wasn't joking, and he wasn't smiling, and he didn't laugh. He continued on, and then about 4 minutes later, 4 or 5 minutes later in our FaceTime call, he then tripped on a word. He like stumbled and I said, who's got the brain damage now, Doc?
Gotcha.
And guess what? He didn't laugh then either. And guess what? He's not my neurologist anymore. You got to have a sense of humor. You got to. I'm not playing combat and contact sport anymore. I'm avoiding smashing my head into things. Tua Tagovailoa can only make the decision that is best for him and for his wife and his children and his family, and that is not our place to say. What he should do is really more a question of what we wish he would do. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect way to put it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, sir. Let's check the football slate because it is a college football Saturday. Let's get at it. By the way, this college football Saturday is a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. It's not about Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. If you get Bud's, I promise you, whether your teams win or lose, whether your bets win or lose, the day and the night will be that much better, and you will suffer that much less and enjoy that much more if you just get some crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. That is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Yum, yum. Today in college football, we kick it off at noon. It is the number 16 Tigers of LSU traveling to Columbia, South Carolina, the site of game day. The Gamecocks, a 7-point home dog. Can I say right now, Damian, upset alert? Upset alert.
I love it.
For LSU.
I mean, LSU early. Hasn't looked very good, and South Carolina's always there.
I got to send a message to my guy, my boy Darius Rucker, and let him know there are going to be moments in this game today in which you are going to be filled with hope. You're going to be right in it. you're going to have a chance late to win this game, South Carolina. Also kicking off at noon, and I'll be halfway through the 2 hours at Dunkin' Donuts at the Shops at Ibis. Me, Tyreek Hill, Zach Thomas today. Again, Dunkin' Shops at Ibis, North Lake Boulevard. Number four, Alabama and the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin, a home dog of 16 to 16 and a half points. I'm looking at Hard Rock Bet. That number seems to change. Also at noon today, the Memphis Tigers at Florida State. How many games have the Seminoles won?
Zero.
This is week three. They played week zero. So they're only 2-0. 0-2. Excuse me. Could be worse. The Seminoles, a 6.5-point favorite to the Memphis Tigers. What's that? That line, by the way. If you would have bet this game, brother, in August, you could have gotten Memphis plus like 14.5. We are now down over a TD in a 2-point conversion, if memory serves me correct. Florida State minus 6.5. 3:30 today, Texas A&M at the Florida Gators. Gators catching 3.5 at home. At 3:30 today, we've got the number 18 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Didn't we talk about them last week? Did we worry about them last week? Didn't I say I'm concerned about them last week?
They are definitely on fraud alert.
They are at Purdue, and the Irish are laying 9.5. This is one in which they got to win and they got to cover, and I mean that. The big game, however, today, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, that's your big game provider right there. Six locations, Palm Beach County. Family-owned and operated, it's 1957. I love Bud's Chicken and Seafood more than you love your children. Get all the dip and sauces. Those tenders are made of tenderloin. Did you know that? USDA classified tenderloin. Get all the dip and sauces. The best sides, creamy mac and cheese, coleslaw. Best potato salad on the planet, according to my boy Thomas, who's a big boy. And what do big boys know? What do big people know?
They know what good food is.
They know what good food is. That's exactly right. BudsChicken.com, order for pickup, delivery, or just dining like I do. It will change your life. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by you, the people. Best fried fish in town. The world knows that. If you've never had Bud's Chicken and Seafood, today is the day, I promise you. And if you don't love it, I'll buy you lunch next time. Hit me up in the DM. The big game today, 12:45, weird start time. It's the only game, Damian, between two teams still ranked in the top 25. Boston College, the 24th-ranked Golden Eagles at Missouri, the number 6 Tigers. They are a 16-point favorite in that one. Question, Damian Perez, who's in more trouble, big picture, Florida State or Notre Dame? Who's in more trouble?
More trouble? I have to say Notre Dame because I feel like with that 0-2 start that FSU and what they have showed, the expectations have just plummeted.
Yeah.
We still have...
Well, one team, Florida State, has lost their first two. Notre Dame's only lost one game. But who's in more trouble?
I would say Notre Dame still. They didn't join a conference. You know, they had the arrogance of saying...
Great point.
This is how we're going to do it. And they haven't looked good, so it's got to be Notre Dame.
I hate it when you're right on stuff.
You know, sometimes I'll hit.
But when you, it's rare. But when you are right and I have to hit you with the...
But see, that makes it just feel so much better.
It takes the wind out of my sails because now I can't say wrong, and here's why. You pointed it out. They don't have a conference championship game. Notre Dame doesn't have a conference championship game they could potentially make and or win, plus also strength of schedule. Florida State's schedule is a lot tougher than Notre Dame's is, which means, you know, remember, the playoffs are not four teams anymore. They're 12 teams now. So you got to beat good teams, or at least teams that beat good teams, and a conference championship game helps a bunch. It helps a gang, as the people used to say back in my day. And that's just not the case for Notre Dame. They wouldn't have that opportunity. There's the question. We got more questions. And that's why we'll bring in senior reporter from Vegas Insider, Patrick Everson. He will join us next. He, by the way, spends all week talking to the bookmakers throughout Las Vegas, the actual casino book and the sports book. He knows where the money's going. He knows where it's not. He knows where the big bets are. And he knows where the red flags are for people like us that bet a few bucks on Hard Rock Bet or a lot on Hard Rock Bet. Because the public all lopsided action is a recipe for disaster. He's got that information coming up for us next. Plus, our NFL pick six against the spread. How did we do last week? Here's a hint, not good. And we're guaranteed to bounce back this weekend. We will do all that coming up in just a second. I told you about Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Now, a quick reminder on X Golf. which X marks the spot. West Palm Beach now open. X Golf on Okeechobee Boulevard. How about playing your golf with a simulator that can give you thousands of courses around the world? All while you got your own dedicated TV screen to watch the games and the fights that you want, and even golf if you want. And how about music playing? And how about awesome food and a full bar with cocktail concoctions and all the beers that you'd want? X Golf, changing golf forever. Here's the best part. No more rainouts. Here's the best part. No more getting caught in the middle of the course and the weather starts up. Also, for charity events, what about for golf tournaments? You know, you go to a golf tournament, but you want to get FaceTime with that business partner and you want to meet that one, and he's on hole 12 and she's on hole 14 and he's over on hole 2. Guess what? X Golf, you're under one roof together. So the people you want to talk to are right there. And you can have different courses along the way that you're playing. Not just aimlessly hitting balls like certain driving ranges, but short game and putting, all of it. It's the future of golf. It's the future of golf, party, drinking, eating fun. It is X Golf. Information on Instagram, X Golf WPB on Instagram. And right off of I-95 at Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, X Golf West Palm is now open. X marks a spot. They've changed golf forever. We go live to Vegas next. It is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen here on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Moments away from going live to Las Vegas, Vegas Insider senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us once again with the line movement you need to know about, the lopsided action you must be aware of, because it is NFL week 2, college football week number 3. Quick reminder, Anna Jean Levine, accident attorneys. With my accident attorneys, you're involved in an accident, car accident, truck accident. Maybe you got hurt at work, injured on the job, slip and fall, trip and fall. Just call my friends Mark Andujar and Glenn Levine. I've known these guys for years and years and years. And they'll take care of everything. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Remember, Andujar and Levine will fight for you to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. And they do not get paid unless you get paid. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The consultation is absolutely, positively, 1,000% free. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Let's take back control of your football betting, because I know it was a rough week for some of you last weekend. And we go live now to Las Vegas, Nevada, to Vegas Insider senior reporter Patrick Everson, taking time with us on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Good morning once again, Patrick. Thank you, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be here. Hope everything is well in West Palm, Florida, where I've never been, but I do hope to go sometime soon.
You should. We represent the Treasure Coast, a little piece of the Space Coast, the Palm Beaches, and a little further south. So we have a great region of the world and the furthest ESPN affiliate, southernmost in the United States. But let's get back to Las Vegas, because I understand we have some major line movement that's of interest to all of us. What are we looking at right now? What are you hearing from your sources inside the books?
Well, let's see. Where do you want to start? You want to start with NFL or college?
Let's do a couple college real quick, since it is a college football Saturday.
You betcha. And I'll hit you with a couple college that are more the noteworthy games. Obviously, Alabama is always going to be interesting across the country, but certainly in the, you know, with Southeastern Conference as well, in your neck of the woods. Yep. There was one odds maker who sent over some numbers this morning, 2-1 tickets on the spread on Alabama, even though that's a fat number, it's up 16.5.
Wow.
And 91% of spread tickets on Alabama. They are all over, even at that 2-touchdown-plus number, they're all over Alabama. LSU South Carolina, seeing pretty good two-way action with this odds maker, on the spread at least. However, they're leaning towards South Carolina. They like that juicy little plus price on the money line. So they're taking South Carolina to potentially get the upset. And then this is the game I think is really interesting because I think this is make or break week for Deion Sanders. I think this is it. And I'm a Colorado alum, 1991.
Really?
So, yeah, I think this is it. And I think Colorado State, by the way, is going to be really fired up. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not sharp. I don't pretend to be sharp, anything like that. Yep. But I think Colorado State on their home field is going to be very fired up. One odds maker noted 2-1 tickets, 2.5-1 money, Colorado State on the spread. And on the money line, now look, a lot more of this money is going to come in, you know, closer to kickoff. And it is an evening kickoff. They are going to be well lubed in Fort Collins. I'll tell you that, Josh.
Yeah.
86% of early tickets, 83% of early money on the money line is on Colorado State. They are betting on the outright upset. So that's going to be that's definitely going to be a fascinating one tomorrow night in Fort Collins.
Fascinating. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, joining us on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 with your boy JC and worldwide on the ESPN app and by telling any smart speaker, play ESPN West Palm. It is a story to be told there because keep in mind, people, when we have overwhelming lopsided action, a majority of money and tickets on one side, it has not fared well for the public recently, certainly not in the NFL, to a lesser degree in college. And the storyline here, remember last year, Jay Norvell told the media, I was raised to take my hat off, my sunglasses off, when I spoke to someone that's being a man. And many people took that as an insult to Deion Sanders and how he was raised. Also, last year, Colorado, I think, was a 3-touchdown favorite. And they won that one, they had a major comeback, but they won that one in like double overtime, if memory serves me correct. So there's emotional storylines here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And your memory serves you perfectly correct. Colorado State was in control of that game. They were up a couple touchdowns in the, you know, late in the third quarter. Colorado came back, tied it at 28 to get that, and then ultimately wins in double overtime.
Yep.
Was a 22-point-plus favorite. In fact, I recall on that game, worked out perfectly for me. I took Colorado State pregame with all those points, and then when it was, I believe, 28-17 late in the third quarter, I took Colorado like -2 or something.
Live wager.
Live wager.
You middled it
nicely and won them both, so that was really nice. But yes, that's going to be a fascinating game Saturday. I realize there's not ranked teams. I realize it's a long ways away from Florida, but the light shines very bright.
Oh,
Coach Prime is involved.
Yeah.
And that is a very important game, I think, for Colorado to go out and win, or they are just the avalanche of criticism is going to be, you know, akin to, you know, something that might be rolling down a mountain in the middle of winter in Colorado.
Yeah, Patrick, don't worry about the regionality. It's Deion Sanders. It is Coach Prime.
Sure.
It is Colorado. And by the way, this market is a national market. Everybody here is from everywhere else. And so they're interested in what the big national story is. Patrick Everson of the senior reporter of Vegas Insider, joining us on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 and worldwide on the free ESPN app. Let's look at some of the lopsided action in the NFL. We know last weekend it proved again the sides that there was an overwhelming amount of money and percentage of tickets. They did not fare well for the public. What are we looking at? There's red flags for NFL week 2 as we resume that tomorrow.
Well, potential weak flags. First off, with one odds maker I went back and forth with this morning, you've got the Eagles. Very, very popular. And that is, if I'm looking at this properly with this odds maker, the largest line move as well. Eagles open 4.5, get up to 6.5.
Wow.
82% of spread bets, 88% of spread money coming in on Philadelphia as it hosts the Falcons. This is the Eagles' home opener because, remember, I believe they were the home team.
Yep.
But that opener was in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So a lot of tickets and a lot of money coming in on the Eagles. Ticket count will just run through beyond the Eagles. They're number one. Nobody's by a percentage taking more tickets in NFL week 2 than the Eagles with this particular odds maker.
Yep.
And you're probably seeing similar at Hard Rock down in Florida, by the way.
Yep.
The Chargers, very, very popular. 80% of spread tickets.
Yep.
Vikings, 79% of spread tickets. Ravens, 75% of spread tickets. Cowboys, 72% of spread tickets. And then when you transition to spread money, like I said, Eagles run away as far as percentage. Nobody even close to them as far as percentage. 88%. Ravens taking 82% of spread money. Texans, who are going to be a very popular play. I've heard that from multiple odds makers. They're going to be a very popular public play all season long. Texans, 75% of early spread money for their matchup with the Bears on Sunday Night Football. And then the Vikings, which I thought was kind of interesting, 73% of and as I noted above, they actually are taking 79% of spread tickets, 73% of spread money with this odds
maker. Yeah, so again, to explain to people, because right now we got Hard Rock Bet. This is our first full football season with Hard Rock Bet, which means we can bet football legally a billion different ways with parlays and teasers and straight wagers and money line wagers and point spread and also live wager like Patrick told you about. So again, what we're trying to educate the public on is when there is an overwhelming lopsided side, when you've got, like, we're looking at 90% of the bets being on the Chargers minus five and then some. That is a red flag. That's a danger sign. And again, last week it proved as such, is the public went all in on several plays and was wrong significantly and got bailed out, by the way. The public got bailed out. You know this. Sunday night, yeah. Because that game went to overtime, which allowed the Lions to win by six instead of winning in a regulation, which would have allowed them to win by four and not cover the spread. So the public continues over when the action's that lopsided. You want to zig when the public zags or vice versa, right, Patrick?
Oh, I think that's a fair way to do it, or at least give pause. I mean, it's not to say that some of these overwhelmingly popular teams on a week-to-week basis aren't going to get there. As you alluded to, the Lions got there, and the Lions were hugely popular. It doesn't mean you always zig when the other side zags, but you might just not want to zig or zag. It might be a sign to be like, you know what? I may just want to – let's find another game that I think I have a better shot at.
Fair
this
point.
One seems off. But yes, zagging is not a bad idea. But staying away, you know, sometimes the bet you don't make is the best bet.
That's right. The one you don't make, it can't lose. Last weekend, by the way, popular bets, according to one of the sports books out in Vegas, we don't have them. We have Hard Rock Bet. That's all we need. It's perfect here. 76% of the bets were on the Bengals. They lost outright. They were 7.5-point, 8-point favorites. 64% on the Panthers, plus not even close. Dolphins laying 3.5. Well, we know they won on a field goal at the buzzer and then obviously got blown out Thursday night. 63% action there, 60% on the Falcons. So 75% of the bets were on the Lions, and that 4.5 got covered only because the game went to overtime and then caught a break with winning on that touchdown. All right, major wager alerts. What are you aware of that there's a couple individuals that are really, really all in? They must know something because they're really, really all in on this specific football bet. What do you see there? What do you got there, Patrick?
Well, just a leftover, and I know you hate to revisit, and probably down there you hate to revisit this, but Caesars took a $110,000 play on Dolphins minus 1.5 in that Thursday night game, which was unfortunate. And that was a sharp play, too. It, you know, the odds maker I spoke with said, look, that was sharp for sure.
Wow.
Kind of light at the moment, but this will pick up over the weekend.
Okay.
By the end of the weekend, you end up seeing a ton of 5 and 6 year plays. However, there was a $22,000 play I talked to, I got from one odds maker, Giants plus 2.5 versus the Commanders. Somebody putting $22,000 of their hard earned money on the New York Football Giants on the road against the Washington Commanders. And then a futures bet that was kind of interesting. You know, and I get it after seeing week one, $25,000 on Cowboys plus 1700 to win the Super Bowl. So it's 17-1.
Wow.
If the Cowboys go all the way, it's a long way off, but if the Cowboys go all the way, that's a $425,000 winner.
You know what? When I see that kind of future play, you pay attention till you realize it's on the Cowboys and you realize that's just a delusional fan. If that was on a if that was on a team that doesn't have that national, you know, it's the Cowboy cult is a scary one because I don't know if there's more delusional people on the planet than the Cowboy fans who believe that, well, we're still relevant, we're still it, and this is our year. I mean, Cubs fans are hopeful, but they're not delusional. Cowboys fans in football, it's a different beast altogether. Follow him on Twitter, Patrick_Vegas. Again, Patrick_Vegas. He's got updates constantly throughout the weekend, particularly Sunday morning. Everything you need to know and quick little video tidbits of where the money's going, where the liability is, where the big bet alerts are, etc. It's your best source come Sunday morning for everything you need to bet in NFL Sunday. Patrick, appreciate the time as always. Hope to get a chance to talk to you again next week.
That would be great. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, my friend. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider. And just like that, it is time for our NFL Pick 6 on Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen, alongside producer Damian Perez. Remember, Dunkin' Donuts. The shops at Ibis on North Lake Boulevard today, 11-1. Join me, Tyreek Hill, Zach Thomas. Family-friendly event. Free autographs, details you'll hear about. But we get rolling because it is NFL Pick 6 presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Shout out to my fellas and the ladies from St. Lucie Battery and Tire. SLBT.com. Total Car Care Centers. 18, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. Major, minor service repairs. They do it all. Batteries for any and all vehicles. You got a golf cart? You got a golf cart?
Nope.
Guess
I would
what?
Love one, though.
If you do, they got batteries for it. You got a side-by-side?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Guess what? You got one, other people, they got batteries for it. Oil changes in and out faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your vehicle. It's about relationships. It's about knowing the people and knowing their car. That's what St. Lucie Battery and Tire is since 1970. They're on a third generation of family, so they know what you drive. They know what it's had and what you haven't. They know what it needs and what it doesn't. And they're trying to save you money so your vehicle lasts longer, runs better, and saves you money overall. They're the best. Make an appointment now. SLBT.com. For your brakes, your batteries, your tires, your oil changes, wiper blades, everything. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, my guys. SLBT.com, the home of Honest Reliable Services, 1970. Let's look at week one in our pick six. Damian Perez, can you believe you went 3-3?
I can definitely believe it.
And you're in first place.
That's why.
Colin Russo went 2-4. I went 1-3, but guess what? I shouldn't have. I should have been 3-1. The Bears should never have covered. What a bunch of BS that was. And by the way, Theo Dorsey, dead last. At just one win. Out of the... How we only got four games on the pick six? How we grade that wrong? I guess I'm lying. I guess I went 1-5. I guess Teddy went 1-5. Anyway, let's go week two. Let's pump that up. Week two, the Indianapolis Colts, a 2.5-point favorite at the Green Bay Packers. Remember, Jordan Love out with that knee sprain. Who you got?
I think Damian this is Perez. A gift. This is definitely a gift. I'm going Indy minus 2.5.
2.5 is fine. Yeah. Write it down. Write these down as we go, okay? Because Theo Dorsey took the Indianapolis Colts. Your boy, Colin Russo, what do you think he got?
He went Colts too. I think he's a smart man.
He did. He took the two. He did. Give me the Packers. Everybody's going this way. I go the other way. Give me the Packers plus the 2.5. New Orleans Saints with a huge win. At the Dallas Cowboys, they had a huge win. The Cowboys are laying 6.5. Damian, who you got?
Cowboys 6.5. I love what I saw from them last Sunday.
Colin Russo is laying the 6.5 for the Cowboys. So is Theo Dorsey. And so am I. Give me the Cowboys. They're going to win this game by 10. It is NFL Pick 6 on Saturday Tailgate, presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, SLBT.com. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions. Lions laying 7.5. Who you got? Damian.
I love the Lions, but it's too many points. I got Tampa Bay covering 7.5.
So does Colin Russo. He likes the Bucs plus the points. Theo Dorsey likes Tampa plus the points. Put me down for Tampa Bay plus the points. We're all on the Bucs, which means the Lions probably win by 24. Cincinnati at Kansas City. This line is a little fugazi. The Bengals are a 5.5-point dog at Kansas City. Who you got, Damian Prince?
The vibes are just off in Cincinnati. Give me Kansas City minus 5.5.
Colin Russo has Kansas City minus 5.5. He said plus 5.5. This dude's trying to cheat out of 11 points. But actually, put him down for a zero, trying to cheat with the play. You know what he meant. He meant 5.5. Theo Dorsey's got the Chiefs. Of course he does, laying 5.5. I'll also... No, I won't. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. No, they got a problem in Cincinnati. They got a couple problems in Cincinnati. But they do have success at Arrowhead. It's Burrowhead. Give me the Bengals. I'll take the Bengals in the points, plus the 5.5. You heard what I said.
You need the bold pick.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. Bears at Houston. Texans laying 6.5. Who you got?
Texans 6.5. Just too much offense.
Colin Russo likes the Bears plus the points. Theo Dorsey likes the Bears plus the points. I got the Houston Texans laying 6.5. Put it down. And finally, Monday Night Football. Atlanta Falcons at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite. Damian Perez, who do you got?
This one's tough, but I'm going to go Philly 6.5 at home.
Philly laying the points. Colin Russo's got the Hawks. How they're the Falcons. He put down Atlanta Hawks. I'm just playing. He's got Atlanta plus the 6.5. Who does Theo have? The Falcons as well. You decided on the Falcons, right?
No.
Oh, you took the Eagles?
I went Eagles. Eagles at home, -6.5.
See, there's that brain damage again. I got the Eagles as well. They're going to cover, and there's going to be a quarterback change, and we're going to see Michael Penix here sooner rather than later. And there is your NFL pick six as we roll through. Quick reminder, we come back, we got our Twin Peaks fight picks and our easy money hard rock bet play to win free money for the weekend. By the way, this NFL weekend, it's important to note, there are six games between teams that are looking to not go 0-2. There are six games between 0-1 versus 0-1. The Jets, laying 4 at Tennessee, they're one of those. Aaron Rodgers, in his career, Damian, how many times has he started 0-2?
I'm going to go with 0.
0 is correct. You are killing it today.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Probably never want this show to end. A reminder, my guys, Andrologix West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T for over 20 years now. You heard what I said, treating and beating. This isn't promise, this is proof. This isn't promise, this is science. You guys all see on TV those commercials for the, hey, free supplement, free trial, this supplement, restore your testosterone. I feel like I'm 20 again. Here's the bad news. Doesn't work. The supplement doesn't work. If you even read the bottle, it says the FDA hasn't reviewed the claims. But the reality is, there wouldn't be a free supplement trial and then something in a bottle. If it worked, there wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar industry in testosterone replacement because there wouldn't have to be. It's common sense. Andrologix West Palm Beach. Experience matters. They've been treating and beating low T for over 20 years. Gentlemen, how about the ability to build lean muscle again? How about the ability to think clearly? How about having your libido back? How about being able, from the boardroom to the bedroom, to function and get it done like you could when you were in your mid-late 20s, early 30s? And this is working for thousands of men just like me and you that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s. What I want you to do is, I want you right now online to just go ahead. Start today because a month from now, you wish you did. Go to AndroLogix.com. Like the old Rolaids. AndroLogix.com. Everybody's different. So your plan actually will be custom tailored to you and your exact body chemistry. But the great news, treatments ship right to your door. You don't got to go anywhere. It just comes to you. It's that simple. Andrologix West Palm Beach. Gentlemen, think better, look better, feel better, you know what better, perform from the boardroom to the bedroom. This is not promise. This is scientific proof, and it cannot be disputed. AndroLogix.com. Andrologix West Palm Beach, because experience matters. Your UFC Twin Peaks fight picks are next, and your easy money hard rock bet play of the week coming straight at you. Saturday tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Tonight will be the, according to Dana White, the greatest combat sports event in history because it happens inside the sphere. It is not going to look like anything you've ever seen before. It is visually going to look like something from a hallucination. It is going to be the most visually and auditorily exciting and inventive event in sports history. How can you watch it without buying the pay-per-view? Easy. Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, sink, infuse, 29-degree beer made from scratch favorites. Your UFC fight headquarters is Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Davie, Hollywood, and off of I-95, Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach, it is Twin Peaks. I would get there early. You're going to want to see this in sparkling ultra 4K HD, which they have, and surround sound. It is UFC Noche. And again, like all combat sports, never a cover, always free at Twin Peaks, your UFC fight headquarters. So let's go to the main card tonight and let's just get right at it. You've got Brian Ortega and Diego Lopez. This is one of those new guy versus the old guy. Diego Lopez minus 195. he wins this fight. Brian Ortega, tough as they come, but we like the new guy in this spot. A rematch, a trilogy. The champ, Alexa Grasso, in this love letter to Mexico. She is the only current reigning Mexican champion against Valentina Buga Shevchenko. This one could get wild. The previous two were. The last was majority draw. We like the champ to remain, and still Alexa Grasso remains a champion and represents Mexico on Independence Day. And finally, to the main event of the evening, UFC Noche, Fight Night, UFC 306. Sean O'Malley and Merab Dvalishvili. Merab has been talking the game, wanting this fight forever. Now he gets it. Sugar Sean O'Malley, the defending champion, minus 140. Guess what? This one's scheduled for 5. I'm not sure this one goes the distance. But with that said, Merab at a height disadvantage of 5 inches, at a reach disadvantage of 4 inches, is going to frustrate O'Malley. His engine keeps running. And tonight we hear Bruce say, and new.
Wow, no Sugar Show?
Sugar Show is over because Merab Dvalishvili wins this one and might actually have a chance to do it inside the distance. There's your Twin Peaks fight picks. But what about your football picks? Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. Let's roll.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book.
Hard Rock.
Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Hard Rock Bet. So easy to begin your account, so easy to get paid, so easy to deposit. Bet on anything and everything, legally and safe from Florida. I love it more than you love your children. I know I said that earlier, but it's true. There's two things I love. Sign up now, Hard Rock. Download it from your App Store. Download it from the Google Play Store. Go to hardrock.bet. Remember, Hard Rock Bet must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida. To wager, terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Here's your play. It's pretty simple. And it is a parlay in the National Football League. Baltimore to win. Dallas to win. Detroit to win. $100 pays 106. That's it. Three teams on the money line at Hard Rock Bet. Get Hard Rock Bet right now. Sign up in minutes. Use credit cards. Use your debit card. Use Venmo. Use PayPal. Hard Rock Bet. That's it, kids. We're inside the two-minute warning, and we're just about done. I'll see many of you at the Dunkin' location, the Shops at Ibis on North Lake Boulevard, coming up at 11 a.m. to 1. Remember, the first 80 in line at 11 a.m. get free coffee for a year. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the fights. And remember, kids, every day above ground is a good day. Saturdays remain for the boys. Good luck. Happy Saturday. Let's go football.